You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns coverage straight from the source. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And if I'm not mistaken, Notorious, that app got a little bit of an upgrade, a makeover in the last couple of days.
It did. Yeah, it absolutely did. And we highly, highly encourage you to check it out because, yeah, we've remade that along with what we did with our website. Very proud and happy with all that we've got going on digitally. We're bringing in Mr. Gibbs here, our producer, to go back to
mailbag.
Mailbag because of the hashtag mailbag that we have encouraged you to add when you tweet us at Browns underscore daily or at VICCARUCCI or at NATHANZEGURA.
All right, guys, back we go. This is from Jason Wilson. Do you think Jacksonville knew the Browns like Bortles and took him at three to get back at the Browns for signing Alex Mack?
No. I don't think so. I don't have any evidence to that. I mean, it was interesting at the time. I said this to Nathan in Radio City, that Bortles goes off the board at three and then the Browns bail out at four at a position where we thought maybe, in my mind, quarterback was a real possibility. But the quarterback I thought they would be going for if he were on the board was Bortles. We've since found out that they were tracking the opportunity to get Johnny Manziel and to kind of do the very thing that they did, and that they also had Justin Gilbert very much in their thought process. I don't see any revenge factor here, however, at all with what they've done regarding Bortles.
You know what? I hope that's why they did, because that would be idiotic. That would be dumb. Let's guess what's on another team's draft board that we have no idea about and take a pick to maybe upset them.
And again, it is right where I had the guy, but I will tell you, based on what I know and what I've heard talking with around the league, that was still higher than most folks thought Blake Bortles would be rated.
Oh, yeah.
And or any quarterback for that.
They didn't want to mess around, though. They wanted to get their guy, they got their guy.
Good for them.
All right, guys, this one from Matt Paul. This is a good one. What, in his opinion, no name, has the best chance to make an impact this year? Chris Faulk, Charles Johnson, or Torrey Hurley?
Torrey Gurley, the wide receiver, big wide receiver, fantastic basketball player as well, Torrey Gurley. I'm going to go with Charles Johnson. I don't know why. There just seems to be a little bit of buzz around him.
Is he your new pet?
I like him. No, I haven't even – I've only seen him in practice on a limited basis. He looks – physically, like this should be a guy who could be a very good player in the National Football League. So we'll see what happens.
I'll go with Johnson as well. I think he's an interesting story, too. Just coming, you know, he came here as damaged goods. And there was sort of that ha-ha Browns thing when he arrived and as a player physically not ready to do anything for this team. But now that the opportunity opens itself up, yeah, I'll go with that one.
Well, I remember Aaron Rodgers, when the Browns signed him, said, I think we're going to try to get Charles Johnson back from your guys' team and put him back in our system. That's what Rodgers said after he had been so productive on their practice squad.
What else you got, Jason?
One last question, guys, because we're at the two-minute warning here. Yeah. This from Thomas Roberry. How do you think Kirksey will be used? Looks good in coverage.
Yeah, I think inside linebacker, he can definitely see a lot of work in nickel situations. But I also think he's going to try to be a guy, or they're going to try to use him as a guy that's out there a lot on every down.
I think that the expectation is, and when you look at where he was drafted and the word on where he was on their board, this is a guy they think can come in, be an immediate impact player on the inside, be a three-down player, and absolutely be the kind of guy who can cover on third downs and help this defense get off of the field.
Want to thank Joe Hayden for being part of this show. Want to thank Tom Withers from the Associated Press for his great thoughts. Want to thank our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, for putting this all together for us. We really appreciate it. And, of course, our guys, Dan Murphy and DJ Philippe from Public Relations of the Browns, for their assistance earlier in the show as well. And thank all of you for responding as well as you did to
Absolutely.
Our hashtag mailbag day. That's what we're doing every Wednesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll come back and be with you again tomorrow. For Nathan, I'm Vic, saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Congrats, Mr. Hayden.
Stay tuned for Julian Gerard.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.